So this week's parsha is Parshas Emor, and the pasuk says in the middle of Emor, in Perek Chaf Aleph Pasuk Ches, V'kidashtai, speaking about the Kaihanim, that there's a mitzvah V'kidashtai. We're supposed to sanctify them and elevate them and give them a lot of kavod. Why? Because they are sacrificing on our behalf the lechem elekecha, the bread of God. And therefore you have to make the kaihanim very elevated and very holy. And this is a pasuk from which Chazal darshan in Nedarim Samach Beis that there's a mitzvah, v'kidashtai, that we're all familiar with, that you should be makdim the kayin l'chal davar shebikdusha. Any religious matters, the kayin comes first. For example, liftayach rishain, he gets the first aliyah. If there's a kayin in the shul, in the beis medrash, you give the kayin the first aliyah, the aliyah of kayin. Why do you give the kayin the first aliyah? Because there's a mitzvah of the kidashta. You're supposed to elevate him. You're supposed to give him a lot of kavod. So that's a lot of kavod to get the very first aliyah. Ulevarech rishain, you give him to bench first. If there is a simcha, you ask, is there a kayin to bench? You mechabit him with zimon. Velital mana yafe rishain. And also he gets the first choice of what he wants to take. So if let's say you ordered a pizza and there's 8 slices and there's a kain amongst you, he gets the big slice. There's always that one slice that everybody's eyeing that you would give to the kain. Anytime the kain wants, he gets first dibs. He gets first dibs. He's the one that gets to choose the mana yafa rishain. So I had 2 questions on this pasuk. The first question is that it seems to be saying that the reason why we have to give the kayin such kavod is because es lechem elekecha hu makriv, because after all, he's bringing the bread of the mizbeach of Hashem. He's being makriv karbanis, and so give him this honor. I don't understand. We pay very well the kaihanim for whatever they're doing in the Beis HaMikdash. They get matnas kahuna. Every time you have an animal, you have to give a lot of that animal away to the kayin. That's called matnas kahuna. There's different parts of the animal that you don't get the whole animal to throw on the barbecue. You have to give portions of the animal to the kayin. And then, depending on the type of carbon, very often the kayin is allowed to partake in a karban. The chatas, kaihanim oichlam abayla miskaprim. The kayin eats the chatas, the meat of the chatas, and with that eating of the meat, the bailam, the owner, gets a kapara. And then there's a lot of karbanas, and there's a lot of munaches, and there's truma. Truma is not a simple thing. If I'm a multimillionaire, I'm a huge farmer, and I have fields that are 100 acres, 500 acres of land, and I'm bringing in $20 million of produce, I got to give the kayin either a 40th, a 50th, a 60th, but it adds up. It's real money. He might be making just on my field alone, I don't know, $100,000, $200,000. The kayin is not exactly a charity case. He's making money. He's doing quite well as a kayin, as a levi. The whole Sheva Levi is doing very well. They don't have to pay any. They don't have to buy homes. We give them homes. There is the Ari HaLeviim. They're basically living off of the public dole. So why exactly? Oh, we have to honor him. Because he's being makir of the lechem elekecha, we have to give him kayin aliyah, and we have to let him get the biggest slice of pizza, and we have to let him bench for... Why? We need to give him kavod. He's not making enough. He's not getting enough, the kayin. The kayin is doing quite well. We don't have to worry about the kayin. Why do we have to honor him? He's getting a lot. He's living off public funds. We're giving him trumas, and we're giving him matnas kahuna, we're giving him chalakim of karbanos, munachos, we're giving a lot to the kayin. So on top of that, we have to give him honor, we have to be mechabed him. That's one question I had. And the other question is just a simple pshat in the pasuk. Why is the pasuk calling it eslecha melekecha? The pashas in the pasuk is, it means that he's being makriv things for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eslecha melekecha u'makriv. Lecha melekecha means the food of God, which means that kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu eats from the karbanos. So why do you call it lecha melekecha? All of a sudden the pasuk is waxing poetic. That it's the bread of God. That's very nice. If I was Shakespeare, maybe I would write that. But why is the Torah saying, because he's being makiv karbanos? I don't think the Torah ever said in the entire Sefer Vayikra, unless I missed it, I don't think the Torah ever called the karbanos lechem alekecha. It's called meat, it's called animals, we don't have to call it bread. I mean, there might be bread also, there's the lechem aponim, and there's munachos, but as a whole, I mean, I'd say most of the things that we're bringing up to the Rebbeinu Shlomo is meat. Why are we calling it lechem? Those are two questions that bothered me. So what I wanted to say was that there's a concept that's very important for us to know. It's brought in a lot of Svarim HaKadoshim, and it really unlocks a lot of understanding about life. The concept is called Nama de Kisufa. What is Nama de Kisufa? Nama de Kisufa are Aramaic words, meaning the bread. Nama is bread in Aramaic. De Kisufa. Kisufa means embarrassment. Bread of embarrassment. What does that mean, bread of embarrassment? What it means is as follows, is that if, let's say, there's an ani, and the ani comes to your door, and you happen to be making a delicious supper, and you invite the ani in, you're very generous, and you give the ani a steak and potatoes, and you give him a nice 7-layer cake for dessert. So you think that you did a big chesed, and you did, but you think, wow, that this ani must really be enjoying what I'm giving him. But the truth is, and we should never know from this, we should never be sitting in the ani seat, or in the ani's shoes, but the ani is really not enjoying it. Because when an ani gets something for free, when I give a handout to the ani, even though I do it generously and I even do it nicely, but for the ani, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing that you have to sustain me, that you have to support me, that I have to come on to your largesse, I have to come on to your generosity. I want to earn money myself. I also want to be a doctor, I also want to be a lawyer, I also want to be a dentist, I want to be an architect, I want to be able to get a paycheck every week and to feel good about myself supporting my family. I don't want to be on the receiving end of things. I want to be able to live and to enjoy and to feel like I'm self-sufficient and I'm able to make a parnasa for my own, thank you very much. That's called Nama de Kisufa. When you eat something that you didn't earn, it's called the bread of embarrassment. It's famous. The Ramchal even says that the reason for the entire world's existence, meaning Olam Hazeh, is because of this concept of Nama de Kisufa. Why? Because if you look at the beginning of the Mesillas Yesharim, famously the Ramchal explains that the reason for HaKadosh Baruch Hu making this world, making Adam, and what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want with us? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate meitiv. He wants to do good with us. He wants to be benevolent with us. He wants to allow us to come into Olam Haba and to be ne'aneh mizev hashchina, to get hana, the idun ha'amiti, the truest form of pleasure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us pleasure. How is he going to pleasure us? He's going to pleasure us by allowing us to sit in his presence, bask in his glow, and there's no greater hana than that. So why do we have to go through this world? This world doesn't really have such pleasure. So why don't you just cut out the middleman and just send us straight to Olam Haba? HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought about that. But then, if we would get everything for free, like, okay, Bamberger, Mazel Tov, you win the gold prize, here's your reward. I didn't do anything for it. It's embarrassing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this entire world, and you have to go through a lot of tzaras in this world. There's tzar, and there's all types of averas, and there's nisyanis, and there's yetzara, and there's financial problems, and there's physical problems, there's national tzaras, there's things that we go through in this world, and there's good stuff also. But ultimately, the point of this world is to get through the obstacle course, make it out alive, hopefully have more wins that we notched than losses. We come up to Olam Haba, and now we earned this great pleasure before us in Olam Haba. That's real hana. But just to get it for free, that would be like, it wouldn't be a hatavi, it would be embarrassing. I remember when President Obama was first president, so he was president maybe a few months, and they awarded him the Nobel Peace Prize. You could look it up. Mamish like a few. He was freshly minted president. He didn't do anything. He didn't sign any major peace accords. He didn't bring anything to the world yet. There was no wars that he stopped, no peace deals that he brokered, and they made a big ceremony. He came and they awarded him with, and people were saying, for what? And even he was like a little confused. And they explained, the committee, that they were giving it to him because they have such hope for him, for his presidency, that he's going to make peace. So Mamela, we're going to give it to him in advance. And I think he writes in his autobiography that it was like embarrassing for him. He had to go to Oslo, he had to get this award for doing nothing. You don't feel good about yourself when you get something for free. That's nama de kesufa. You're embarrassed to take something for free. Imagine if you fail the test and your teacher says to you, you know what, I like you, I'm going to give you an A. You don't say, yes, that's awesome. You feel like guilty, like what, everyone else is getting C's and the teacher likes me, so he's going to give me an A. I didn't earn that A, I don't want it. I don't want a C either, but I don't want an A if I didn't earn it. That's nama de kisufa. That's bread of embarrassment. And for that, the entire world had to come into existence. It's not a small thing. It's a huge thing. The whole world, in two words, why did Hashem make Olam Hazeh? Nama de kisufa, says the Ramchal. I'll give you a few other applications of nama de kisufa. Adam Arishain ate from the Eitz Hadas. Why did Adam Arishain eat from the Eitz Hadas? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said not to. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would tell you and me, come to us and say, don't touch the fire alarm, would we go and pull the fire alarm? Obviously. I don't even need Hashem to say. If Hashem says to Adam Arishain, who was the Yetzir Kap of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was the only being in human history created and fashioned by Hashem's own hands, Kaviyachol, he was great. Adam Rishon wasn't like a sinner, a bad guy, a Rasha. Adam Rishon was the Yetzir Kav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's a tzaddik. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would tell you and I not to eat it, and we would probably listen, hopefully, why would Adam Rishon not listen? So there's a sefer called Avnei Shayam. He says a beautiful pshat. He says, what was the Eitz Hadas? What is the pre of the Eitz Hadas? What kind of fruit was it? It's a machlekes. But one of the major opinions of what type of fruit it was a chita. It was a wheat. It was wheat. It wasn't an apple, believe it or not, and it wasn't necessarily an esrog even. It was a wheat, a piece of wheat. Now, why was that so tempting for Adam Rishon? He couldn't like stop Chava and Adam. We're like, we have to have this wheat. I understand if it's like a passion fruit maybe, or a watermelon and you're really hungry, it's a hot day. All right, I understand there are certain fruits that I would want to eat also. Maybe it's like very tempting, a mango on a, you know, if you're in the mood for that, a kiwi, but a piece of wheat, that Adam Rishon had to wreck the whole existence of mankind. We all have to die because of a piece of wheat. Zakti Avnei Shayim, a beautiful thing, he says, everything was given on a silver platter to Adam Arishain. He had Gan Eden. He comes into Gan Eden. Everything is there. He doesn't have to go to college. He doesn't have to make money. He doesn't have to take a subway anywhere. He doesn't even have to cook. Everything was done for him. There's a medrash that says that the Malachim came down and they were tzaylin lay basar. They were making barbecues for Adam Rishon with mead in Gan Eden, and they gave him wine. It was amazing. Adam Rishon should be so happy. He's sitting in retirement right away. He didn't have to work a day in his life. He's already retired. Now, you'd think that that's Gan Eden, right? But it's really Gehenim. Because you don't want to be on the take. You want to earn something. I want to earn my keep. I'm not afraid to work. I want to work. People really want to work. They want it. They don't want to be on welfare and getting checks every week from the government and do nothing. They want to work. People by their b'mahusam really want to work. Obviously, if they can't find work, they'll take unemployment. But they don't want to take an unemployment check. If you're normal. You want to work, you want to get a job and feel good about yourself, feel productive, feel successful. That's what a human being wants. Adam HaRishon saw this chita and said, that's what I want. You know why? It's not an apple that I pick off a tree and make a vibrates and bite into and it's there, it's ready. What do you have to do to make a loaf of bread? You got to take the chita, you got to winnow it, you got to do all the lamates malachas of afiyah in order to produce a loaf of bread. You got to winnow, you got to get the seed, you got to crush the seed, you got to grind the seed, you got to add water, you got to let it rise, yeast, water, fire, ovens, until the bread finally comes out. Adam wanted to do that. That was the taiva of Adam HaRishon. He couldn't resist that taiva. You know why? Because he didn't want Nama Dikasufa. He didn't want to live and be on the receiving end of bread that's embarrassing to take. I don't want to take things for free. I don't want the barbecue, and I don't want the apples, and I don't want all the everything that you're giving me here in Gan Eden. This is a bad experiment. I want to do something. Chita, that's what I want. He saw chita, he said, this is something that I have to work on, I have to process, I have to toil, and then I'm going to eat it, I'm going to enjoy the taste of that food. You know why? Because that bread is something that I baked, I made it myself. That's what I want. That was such a great taiva for Adam and for Chava. Look at what happened to the Jews in the Midbar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them man. Every day, you go out, find in your front doorstep a nice little package. It has man in it. You take a bite of it. If you're in the mood this morning for life cereal, tastes like life cereal. If you're in the mood, you want to keep it a little bit and have a lunch, sushi, tastes like sushi. Supper, you want a hamburger, you want a hot dog, you want french fries, whatever you want. Could you think of a greater gift? Could you think of a more amazing present that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give a person every single day? In the Midbar, millions of people got this at their front doorstep, where maybe some of them had to walk a little to get it. Depends how much of a tzaddik you are, the Gemara says, where it landed. It's a good thing, right? I think we could all agree that man was a good thing. But yet, Klal Yisrael despised the man. Klal Yisrael called it Lechem HaKeloikel. This is the cursed bread. Cursed bread. It's beautiful bread. What do you mean? In what way is it cursed? The answer is, it's Nama Dikasufa. It's bread, but it's bread of embarrassment. I did nothing to make this bread. So if I did nothing, I look at it like a curse. I don't want the bread that I got for free. It's not there's no hana. People think, oh wow, you got it for free. The government gave you these food packages. You know, with COVID, they're giving out free food. And you go and you line up your car and they put a box in your car and you get a whole, it's great. It's geschmack. You don't want that food. When I go to the supermarket and I swipe my credit card, even though it costs money and I don't want to spend money, but at least you feel like this is normal. I worked for it, I earned it, here I'm paying for it, but I don't want to take food for free. It's not appetizing, Nama Dikasufa. I don't like it. I don't like the taste of it. It could taste delicious, but I despise it. It's Lechem HaKloikel to me. It's Nama Dikasufa. It's embusha for me to eat this bread. The Kehanim and the Levim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated from Klal Yisrael. He separated from Klal Yisrael to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. He separated them to teach Klal Yisrael Yerim Mishpatecha. They were the Tamid Chachamim. They were going to be the Paiskim. They were basically like the world's largest kailo. These were people that were designated for Devarim Shebekdusha. They were not supposed to be in real estate and start buying and selling their own house. We're going to put them in special housing projects. We're going to give them money so that they don't have to worry about parnasa. They could sit and learn all day. They can go to the Beis HaMikdash. They could sing the Shira. They can open the gates of the Mikdash. We're going to take care of them because these are holy people. They're holy people. This is my kailo, says Hashem. This Chelak Hashem Amay, these are people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated, and like the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchas Shemitah V'Yovel, that these are people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made separate, mufrash, muvdal, distinct from the rest of the nation, and Klal Yisrael paid for it. Klal Yisrael supported them. So we give them trumas, we give the Levi Meiser. We make sure to give parts of the carbon of every animal, and then the carbonus they eat from. They get the menaches, they get the lechem aponim. They get every Shabbos, they get to eat from this delicious lechem aponim. It was so filling. Now, I ask you, do the kaihanim enjoy eating these foods? In their heart of hearts, according to what we just learned this morning, that this concept of nama de kisufa, that when you get something for free, when it's a handout, then there's something that's very, very unappealing about it. It's hard for the kaihanim to take support. It's hard for the levim to take support. I want to do something myself. Let me get a job. A levi, a kaihan, they might look at the guy that comes to the Beis HaMikdash, the farmer, or the architect, or the accountant, or the plumber that comes three times a year to the Beis HaMikdash, and believe it or not, the Kaihanim might be jealous of them. Wow, you mean you go every day and you pick your crop in your field and you work it and you box it and you ship it and you send it to Amazon and you're doing things, you're really working with your hands, you're earning your keep. That's amazing. And the balabas that came and they said, no, you're so lucky. I don't have to, you could just sit in the Beis HaMikdash and work and just it must be beautiful. You have a beautiful life. No. Don't be impressed. It's very hard, this life. It's very hard to be on the receiving end. It's lechem ha'kloikel, it's cursed bread. You know, take for example lechem aponim, that bread that was every Shabbos was replaced by new bread. It was sitting on the shulchan a whole week and it was still fresh when it was taken off, just like when it was put on. And the kaihanim gathered around on Shabbos and they would eat from this bread. Everyone got like a little bit and that was enough to fill them up. It was a very blessed bread. But yet, there's a Gemara in Pesachim, at the beginning of Pesachim Gimel Medbeis, that says, speaking about how you have to always try to use nice lashonah, speak in a nice manner. So there were three kaihanim that were eating together lechem aponim, and they all got a little bit. So one says, I only got a pull. I got a bean's worth of lechem aponim. The second kaihan says, I got a kezias worth of lechem. That's nice. Those are fine lashonahs. The third one says, I got kizanav halata'ah. I got like a lizard's tail worth of lechem aponim. And the Gemara says that they checked into this third kayin, Badku Achrav Umatza Bay Shemetz Psol, because he used such a disgusting lashon about the lechem upon him, they found that he was taka, there was something wrong with his yichus. Why was he using such a lashon about the lechem upon him? We don't find this anywhere else, I don't think, that because lechem upon him was mamish nama de kesufa. It's like, I don't enjoy eating this because it's free. I didn't pay for it. If you want me to swipe a credit card before Shabbos and pay in advance, I'm happy to eat the lechem. It's beautiful, but it's free? I don't want it. It's free. It's zanav halata. It's like, it's not, it's, the kain feels bad eating it. It's not geschmack. It's free. Something that's free, although it seems from the outside to be, a great perk, for kaihanim to get free food, it's not geschmack. It's not. You want to earn your keep. You want to get a job. You want to live. And don't be jealous of people that are taking, because even though it seems that they're so lucky, they're not. It's very, very sad when you see people that have to be on the take. It's very demoralizing. It's dehumanizing. A human being wants to be productive, wants to earn his keep, wants to live like a mensch. And I think that that's exactly what this pasuk is saying. V'kidashta, you have to give the kayin a lot of honor. You have to heap honor on him. Give him the first aliyah. Let him bench. Give him the first choice of foods. Whatever, if there's a speech that has to be made by an agudah convention, if he's the kayin, let him get up and speak first. Let him be the reisha medabrim. Give him kavod. Why? We explained he got so much already, the kayin. He's eating from the mikdash and he's drinking from the mikdash. People are giving him free housing, free food. That's exactly why. V'kidashtei. We don't want Kayhanim feeling bad. We don't want them feeling like they're third-class citizens, that they're taking and taking and taking from the tzibur, and that everybody's looking at them like Nebuch, like, you know, okay, fine, you're the schnar, you're the one that we'll take care of. You're our charity case. We'll do a pro bono for you. The Kidashtai. You have to give the Kayin a lot of honor. Make him feel good. You know why? Because he's involved with lechem alekecha. That lechem, that's really a euphemism for all types of karbanos, not just bread, but when we see the word lechem, it reminds us of the nama de kisufa. And because the kayin is involved with nama de kisufa all day, he brings karbanos, he eats from the karbanos that he's bringing, but he didn't pay for those karbanos. He's getting truma. He didn't pay for the truma. He's getting lechem apanim. He didn't pay for lechem apanim. He's just basically taking. He's taking from everybody. So you're going to look at him like, okay, Kayin, we're giving you, but like, you know, we don't really like this. We feel like, you know, you're taking. We could have been living so nicely if we wouldn't have to give truma to you and give meiser to you and give matnas kun. It's ridiculous. Every day I'm schlepping more and more food to the Kayin. What did you do for it? So the Kayin, it's very easy for him to feel bad about himself. And that would be the most horrible thing in the world. We want the Kayin to feel that he's Shlucha Derachmana, he's our Shluchim. He's special. He's elevated. He's not low. But on the other hand, we have to sustain him. We have to support him so that he's able to do his Aveda. How do we do both? Very hard. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, V'kidashtei. There's a din, you have to be mechabed the kayin, give the kayin a lot of kavod, in order, not additionally to all the stuff that we give him, but precisely because he gets so much from us, and he feels maybe that he doesn't deserve it, he didn't do anything to earn it, or he didn't do enough to earn it, and he feels the disdain maybe that Klal Yisrael might be looking at him with. V'kidashtei. You have to be mechabed him, give him tremendous kavod, build him up, make him feel and understand that he's really important, that he's really special. Ki es lechem alekecha u'makav, because after all, if not for that extra kavod that you're giving, he's eating nama de kesufa, he's involved with lechem alekecha. This is very nageya for us, bizmanenu. And let me explain what I mean. I alluded to it before, but we'll speak it out now more. There's a beautiful institution in Klal Yisrael called Kailal. What is Kailal? A Kailal is a place that you have Talmidei Chachamim that are able, after they're married, to sit and learn. And they learn day and they learn nights, and they're steiging way beyond. It's like a postgraduate education for Talmidei Chachamim. Now, if a person would be going for a postgraduate degree in medicine, let's say I'm going to dental school, and then maybe I even want to go further. I want to go for, you know, a specialty. I want to be an oral surgeon. Everybody, whoa, that's gewaldic, amazing. And if you marry a girl, she's her father will be happy to support you because, you know, he's going to make a lot of money someday. So I'm happy. It's a good investment. And then if you look at graduate school for Kailel, a lot of people, hopefully not us, because we are B'nai Torah ourselves and we have an appreciation for what learning is, but the second that people leave yeshiva, their hashkafas radically change and they become very, very, not just parv about Kailel, they become rabidly anti the concept of Kailel. He's let him get a job. What's he doing? Did you ever hear these piskum? Why doesn't he go to work? What's he doing? Is he sitting? Learning all day. I also would like to learn all day, but you know, you get married, you have to earn a parnasa, you go to work. These guys are so lucky. They don't have to do anything. They don't have to get a job. They could just take money, tzedakah money, and they could live off of that. The people that are sitting and learning in Kailel, they don't enjoy that element of Kailel. People think on the outside that that must be what they love. You know, they don't have to work. It's just easy street. They get up, they learn a little bit, they have a coffee, then they go to lunch, and they come home. It's easy street. It's great. And they get a check at the end of the month. I wish I could do that. The hardest part of being in Kailel is the fact that they have to take money for free. Now, obviously, they're not taking it for free. They're learning, and learning is harder than practically anything else. But the perception that it's tzedakah money, that they're living from the public funds to learn Torah, is the most greatest of all sacrifices that they make for Torah. I once spoke to a very big Rosh Yeshiva when I was a Bacher and I wasn't sure what to do with my life. I was like, I spoke to a very big Rosh Yeshiva, I don't want to say who it is. And I was speaking about this. I said, I don't know if I'd stay in Kailel. I'd feel very uncomfortable taking a check from tzedakah. Take a check, deposit it, eat off of yeshiva. Doesn't feel like something that I want to do. I want to earn money myself. And he told me that he has a very large Kailel, in his yeshiva. He said, if I would know of any Kailel guy that would have an easy time taking the check, I would ask him to leave the Kailel. But a chelek of the sacrifice of the Mesiras Nefesh that you have for Torah is exactly eating the Nama de Kesufa. It's the fact that it's embarrassing, but I'm saying afal pikein. I'm resisting the taiva to go to work. Because it's a great taiva, it's much easier to go to work, get a job, earn your keep, than to do the other way. Than to be supported by other people, by tzedakah, and sit and learn. It's much harder because that element of nama de kesufa is so powerful and it's so repulsive to a person that's a thinking, normal human being that it's almost impossible to do, but yet they do it. And if you look in that Gemara, in Nedarim that we said before on Daf Samach Beis, speaking about the din of Kiddushah, you know what the Gemara says there? The Gemara says, Makayin Naito Bereish, just like a Kayin gets first dibs, we have a din of Kiddushah to make sure that he feels good about himself, that he feels mechubad. Af Tamid Chacham, a Talmud Chacham has the same din of Kiddushah. He has to be Naito Bereish. He has to take the first. He has to get the first. He's entitled to the first dibs. You have to treat him respectfully. You have to give him a seat at the head of the table. You have to ask him to speak publicly. You have to make the Kailel guy feel good. You know why? Because it's very hard for him. He's working all day. And he's taking Lechem Alekecha, he's involved with Lechem Alekecha. He's not feeling the sense of pride that everybody else is feeling by going and getting a job and working hard and earning your... He's not getting that. It's the hardest sacrifice of a Talmud Chacham. But yet he knows that it's important. Klal Yisrael needs Talmidei Chachamim. Klal Yisrael needs Taira. Klal Yisrael needs people to paskin. Klal Yisrael needs Rashi Yeshivas, Rabbeim, and all this takes more time than just a year or two after they come back from Eretz Yisrael. It takes many, many years to be a Talmud Chacham, to shtay again, to learn, and then to learn Halacha, and to learn Iyun, and Bikiyos, and Mishneh Berurah, and Mishnayos, and it takes a lot of time. You can't just, like, presto, be a Talmud Chacham. So in order to sacrifice for that great goal of becoming a Talmud Chacham, the greatest sacrifice is they have to eat Nama de Kesufa. But v'kidashtay. That's why you have to make them feel special. Don't give a check and say, these guys, they shouldn't be doing this, but Aaron, this is part of the system. Or if you have a son-in-law that's in Kailal, you give the money begrudgingly and you say, and you make him feel like 2 cents. No. It's hard for the person to take. It's hard for the person to take. Mam and Hektish. Mam and Sibor. It's a great sacrifice. They're doing it for Klal Yisrael. They're doing it because they want to be involved in the Mikdash. They want to be a part of the Mishkan. They want to do the Aveda. They want to be Makrev Lechem Alekecha. But it's hard for them. They feel not good about themselves in a natural way. If we understand the psychology now of Nama de Kesufa. So the Kidashtai, Kadesh Yelach, make sure to build them up. Make sure to stand up for a Talmud Chacham. Make sure to give a Talmud Chacham a lot of kavod. Because that's what he needs. That's what he deserves. That's the greatest payment. Don't say, what do you mean? I gave a check to, I sent my check into Lakewood. Leave me alone. It's precisely because they're receiving that they need the kavod. They need the kavod because because we just have a din to be mechabed every... They deserve the kavod because they're working for Hashem and they're not getting that same satisfaction of making money like everybody else. So that's why you have to heap kavod on them to build them up, because otherwise they're going to stop. They don't want this. You want all the kaihanim to quit the avaida because of the Nama de Kesufa? You want every guy in Kailal, every Talmud Chacham to throw in the towel because they feel like that they're not doing anything productive, quote unquote, that they're not earning a real salary? You don't want that happening. Klal Yisrael can't afford that. So the Kidashtai, give him money off a Rishain. Give him an Aliyah. Give him Shlishi. Give him Aseres HaDibros Aliyah. Give him Maftir. Give him the Akedah. Give him Chashiv of things. Let him know that he's Chashiv. Remind him constantly, we're Mechabed you. We respect you. We need you. The Kidashtai is not just Kaihanim, but it's the modern day Kaihanim. Like the Rambam says in that, in the Seif Hilcha Shmita V'Yayvo, Loi Shevet Levi Bilbat, not just Shevet Levi gets this din of being supported because they are separate from the nation, but any Adam, any person that has a taiva to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to live a higher level, they too can join the Shevet Levi. They could be honorary members of Shevet Levi, and we have to support them because that's what Shevet Levi is. It's people that are getting supported. Why? Because we need their Aveda. They don't feel good. The Kidashtai. The Kavod is a way to show them that they should not feel that it's Nama de Kesufa, that they're giving us much more than we're ever giving them. That they're Chelek Hashem, they are the portion, they are the chosen ones amongst the chosen ones. They are the elite of Klal Yisrael. And never should we ever fall prey to the common attitude in the street that Kailal, and that it's a pejorative. If you say somebody's learning Kailal, it's like, you think, oh my gosh, Nebuch, like, who's supporting this? It's not a pejorative. It's the greatest honor to have a son-in-law as a Talmud Chacham, to have a father as a Talmud Chacham, to have a friend as a Talmud Chacham, and we support financially, but that's That's just in order for him to pay his bills. But that's not the real support. That's not what we're giving him in terms of honor. That's the bizayin part of the process. The honor is what we do after that. I'm so proud to have a son-in-law that's a Talmud Chacham. I'm so proud myself that my husband's a Talmud Chacham, my father's a Talmud Chacham, and stand up for a Talmud Chacham when you see a Talmud Chacham. Say, you spoke amazing. I love the shir, I love the drasha, I love the sefer, I love something. Give him honor. You know why? Because he needs that. He deserves it because he feels naturally the opposite. Because of Nama de Kesufa. V'kidashto kieslechem elekecha umakriv. Whenever people are involved in public funds, in receiving tzedakah and receiving charity, don't envy them. Don't envy them. It's impossibly hard. It's embarrassing. Treat aniyim very nicely because you don't know what they're going through. You think, these guys, instead of going to work, they come to shul and they're making so much money. They have the credit card machines and life must be good for them. It's horrible for them. Even if they're doing okay, it's horrible to be on the dole, to be on the take. It's not a human thing. Life is not good for them. You know who says life is so? It's the people that are too cheap to give. They need to justify why they're not giving. So they say, these guys. It's impossible to take Nama de Kesufa, the Kidashle. When you see somebody that is naturally is forced to take. And he's doing the Ratzon Hashem because he's feeding his family, he's learning in Kailal, he's doing the Avedis HaKadosh. The Kidashtei, make him feel good about himself, understand what he's going through, and realize that we need him, and make him understand that we need him, and give him that kavod so that he feels like adrenaline inside of him, that I want to do more. That's, I believe, what the Torah is expecting us to do to Kaihanim, and more practically, to do to Talmidei Chachamim, to people that are Zeicha, to be the Shevet Levi of our times. Have a good Shabbat.